Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 382, top of the day to you, Steph.
I can't.
Burger.
I can't.
Homemade burger with some chips.
Mmm.
Yummy.
You really did surprise me then because I took a massive bite and then you started and I was like, there's literally no way.
Something I can do.
I can't. So, hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
This was the first time I was thinking, as I was saying the number, I was thinking, is this the first time that my brain has said that this number is big? I've got to think about it before I say it.
Was it?
I think it might be, because I don't remember having that thought before.
Big.
Yeah, just in, it's a lot of episodes.
That is
382.
Yeah, it's huge.
We're so good, guys.
Massive.
Wow, that's so
It's a lot of watching.
Good. Yes, an awful lot. And we've continued that theme today, which is good because otherwise we wouldn't have a lot to talk about, but we would have a lot to talk about because we can talk about some news stories. I did a quiz. I've written a quiz and I just have to remember where I put it. Here it is, because I did it a couple of days ago.
Mm.
Yes, it's a fun one. And I think that it is in our best interest to do it, and it is in your best interest to get it right.
I did a quiz yesterday or this morning, can't remember.
Yeah.
It was a BuzzFeed quiz.
Right.
And it was, are you a picky eater? And I thought, I'll do this one. And it gave me maybe 20, 30 things, like just foods, more ingredient foods.
Seems comprehensive.
Mm-hmm, that you just clicked the picture of if you would eat it or not. I clicked all except one.
Oh.
And it told me I'm not a picky eater. And I thought, well, I know a few people in my life who would beg to differ.
Yeah.
That one.
But off the top of my head, things that you don't like. Mm-hmm. Can I try?
Yeah, go. It's a quiz time.
Quiz.
What does Steph not like?
Salmon, trout, tuna.
Yes, yes.
Asparagus.
Yes.
Peas, beans.
Yeah. I mean, peas and beans are the kind of thing that, like, if they're mixed in.
That's the same with me with raw tomato.
I still don't enjoy it, but I can stomach it.
What else don't you like? I've gone blank. There's a comprehensive list. There are things that people cook and you're like, I didn't like that very much.
Yeah, that's true. There are things that I've become sensitive towards. Like, I like eggplant, but my mouth goes itchy now. Not a great sign.
Now, in the, because I made Thai red curry last night, had eggplant from the garden in it. Was that okay?
Couldn't tell because it was so spicy. Yeah. My mouth fell out.
It wasn't even that spicy.
Yeah, fell out.
It was the same. It was the exact same jar that I used a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. That was okay. Isn't that weird?
I know. Well, ever since I've had kids, can't deal with it. Can't deal with spice. So weird. Because I go, oh, green curry. And then I eat the first mouthful and I'm literally a dragon.
Targaryen. Targaryen blood. We will talk probably no more about that today, but we will be continuing to talk. What did you just spill all over yourself?
Tomato juice.
Okay, just checking. But now it's time to get into the news.
Become a watcher on Facebook. Facebook.com/WeAreTheWatchers.
The Minecraft movie out at a perfect time, especially for school holidays. It is one that has Jack Black in it. It's based on, do you want to guess what it's based on? Do you want to guess what the Minecraft movie's based on?
Minecraft?
Oh my gosh, you are so clever. Oh my gosh. How do you do that?
I don't know.
Wow. Anyway, apparently during the production and also ahead, like before production, the film had built their own Minecraft private server so that everybody, the whole cast and crew, could play it together.
Oh, wow.
Just to get an idea of,
yeah,
honestly, more than half an hour of gaming. Don't you reckon some people just be like, especially if you're in the crew, like, I'm only playing it for half an hour or I'm just watching videos.
Care.
Yeah. And then other people would have watched it or know kid, like have kids and know what they were using it for or how they were playing. Anyway, Jack Black, I don't want to surprise you, really got into it. And he made,
I'm shocked.
He made apparently a massive mountain on the highest top in the,
of course he did.
In the private server with an art gallery inside the mansion. So cool.
Have you heard about the reactions during people watching at the cinema. There's a certain phrase that is within the movie that became quite famous. Don't ask me why or how. Don't know. But it's during like what looks like a wrestling scene and they say something. I'm going to muck it up. It's the wrong thing, but it's like turkey dinner, turkey wrestle or something. Like a stupid phrase that for anybody who doesn't know Minecraft, we don't know what it means. But people who are going to the cinemas, they know it's coming up and everybody yells it out, which is fun, exciting. But when they do it, they throw things at the screen. I'm talking popcorn, milkshakes, slushies, all of that. And so cinema owners are just going, this is like, this is because every session we have to do a massive clean down of all the furniture, not just the floor, the screen. And patrons are getting really annoyed because if you're sitting too close, you're getting covered in other people's stuff.
I hate that. Yeah. I loved it. I really loved that idea until that. I was like, oh, that's fun. I was about to say, oh, that's the fun of going to the movies, the cinemas, to go and watch something, but not if they're going to ruin it all and make it annoying for everybody else. So if you're going to go, don't do that.
Yeah, don't throw your food. Just yell out the line.
Yeah, say the line. Turkey dinner, chicken dinner.
Dinner, wrestles.
Whoa, have the Minecraft time of the day now. Bit of
maybe,
lettuce just fell on
Google
the ground.
Maybe Google what it is first.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's probably a good idea. Sheryl Crow is a singer and so is Leanne Rimes. They're different people though, okay? Sheryl Crow just wants to have some fun down on the Santa Monica Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And Leanne Rimes is saying you can't fight the moonlight.
She can't.
She can't fight the moonlight.
Just keeps
you just
coming
can't
every
do
night.
It. Yeah. That's true. I never thought of it that way, Jan. Yeah. Mm. The Voice has asked them to come on as mentors. I think this is maybe what Alanis Morissette did one season
really?
A while ago. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is what it is. So they're not the people that sit on the chairs and bang and go, yay, you're my person. I hope you're my friend. I haven't really watched a whole episode of it.
It just feels like the people in the chairs just want their reaction.
Yeah,
I
want my
chair. I don't care who you are and what you sing.
I'm Adam Levine. Watch me turn my chair and look amazed. Okay.
Overreact.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is season 27 for NBC US. It's not been going for 27 years. Absolutely no chance whatsoever. But these two ladies will be joining coaches. Now, I don't know if these are just people from the show or if they're singers and I just don't work in FM radio anymore. Mm-hmm. But Kelsey Ballerini.
I don't know.
Okay. Michael Bublé.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard of that bloke.
John Legend, Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just, that's good. It's just one person. So Jennifer Hudson and Sting were mentors last season.
Okay.
I know them. That's good. And I just thought I'd rattle off a few other names just to see how you go.
Okay.
Because I read them and I was like, oh, I think I don't follow music anymore.
Mm. Imagine auditioning and they clearly keep the mentors like a surprise,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you get through and the mentor walks in.
And you're like, oh, my God, I hope it's Sting or Alanis Morissette. It's going to be so amazing.
And somebody walks in and you're like, I don't know if they're an assistant. A wardrobe person.
Hi, you?
I don't know. The director.
Don't you know who Coco Jones is?
No. I'm a big fan of you. What's my favorite? What's your favorite song?
I'm not telling.
I don't know.
Can you sing some of them for me?
Guess. Which one do you reckon I like?
Cynthia Erivo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Leah, that's the main star. That's Elphaba and Wicked.
Oh, okay.
She is going to be in the new season of Poker Face.
Oh, I'm a fan of hers now.
Yeah.
Big Little Town. No, Little Big Town.
Are you giving me?
I'm just saying that. I'm just saying words now. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Anyway, that's The Voice. Enjoy yourself. Ah, Leanne Rimes was a coach in the Australian and the UK version as well. So she's done it before. She's been here, done that. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome onto the stage someone from Big Bang Theory and someone from Sheldon coming together in another show. This is for NBC as well, called Night Court, which I'm pretty sure was a show that has already existed in the 80s. And the reason I know this is because of 30 Rock, remember?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted it Yeah, someone
hashed.
Uh-huh. So redid the last episode. Yes. Simon Helberg, obviously, Big Bang Theory, and Regan Rivord, who is from Young Sheldon, who I haven't watched.
I haven't watched it either.
They're going to be in season 3 of, what did I say it was called? Night Court. And I'm like, I might want to watch this new version of Night Court because it might remind me of one of my favorite shows in the whole entire world, 30 Rock.
Okay.
Or I'll watch one episode and I'll go, no. But I'm having a bit of a sitcom renaissance.
Resurgence?
It's a it's more like, I'm kind of in the mood for them again.
New ones or rewatching?
Both.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Both. So this kind of did pique my interest just because I was like, oh, I could watch something like that.
Yeah. I could give it a whirl.
Something light, you know, it's a light thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's not heavy. They don't often talk about orange people and tariffs. And it's just nice.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
I have some news.
Yeah.
It's very light. We are going to have our first true Housewife Below Deck crossover. I know, right?
Did I already know this?
Maybe.
No.
So previously we have had a couple of housewives come on as guests. We've had Heather Gay, we've had Cynthia, and we've also have Alexis Bellino came.
I'm actually surprised there's been so many. I didn't realise.
I'm actually surprised there's been that many and not more. Surely they're a captive market. You'd be like, you want a little bit more in your contract?
You watch one, you watch the other.
Yeah. However, the cast of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City are coming on a new episode or season of Below Deck, which is going to have Captain Jason, good old Aussie. So I don't know if that makes it Below Deck Down Under, because I think they're running with the fact that he's the Down Under connection and not that it's filmed in Australia anymore. Never mind.
Oh, so it's just
I think they're
Below
going,
Deck Down Under, as in he was born there.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. So Salt Lake City cast are coming on as a bunch of guests. Jason will be there. They're bringing back Daisy from nice. Below Deck okay. Sailing. She will be the chief stew.
The best of.
And for the chef, Chef Ben.
Ben.
So that it's not a crossover. That is an all-stars.
That's an all-stars show. Yep.
Good, huh?
A lot I've of people realized watch a that. Lot of people have started watching Below Deck recently.
Really?
Yeah, people who I didn't know watch Below Deck, and we've been watching it for what? Over 10 years, right? Over 10 years.
I am
years.
Almost.
You watched it from season one. I didn't.
Yeah. But I'm almost at the stage where I go, not invested in the crew as much as I was, what carried me through.
But you got your favourites.
Am I ready to tap out?
Okay.
So it's interesting that people are tapping in.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it? Mm. But I think they're binge watching. So maybe by the time they get to the end.
Binge watch. Yeah, I get it. Because I will binge watch old seasons more than I will watch a new season.
Rewatch them. Because you do tend to forget a lot of the stuff and the people.
Yeah. And then because there's, you know, a lot of the guests are really cringy, you're happy to rewatch because you're like, oh, these guys were bad. So you rewatch.
I want to watch that lady who invited all of her friends and then had a fight with them all.
Oh, that's right.
Slept out on the deck. Wasn't allowed to sleep out on the deck because it's illegal. Safety problem.
Yep.
And then just shouted at everyone again and then fell asleep again.
Outside at like 2 a.m. they had to stand around watching her.
Mm. What a cow.
And even all of her friends hated her.
Yep. Absolutely hated her. It was brilliant. I loved it.
I could tell you that's Below Deck with Kate. So it's an earlier season.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it would have been. Would you like to talk about some things that we've watched?
Yeah, go on.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
All right, I can go first.
Do it.
There was a show that came up on Disney and it had Nathan Lane in it called Mid-Century Modern.
Yeah.
And it's a sitcom and I was like, a sitcom? That looks a bit of fun. They look like three gay blokes. This will be a bit of fun.
Is it about interior design?
No, it's about three friends who, I mean, in the first episode, they have lost their fourth friend. So they were like a group. Okay. He's dead. I don't even think we see him. And then after about 10 minutes, they're over being sad and it's just a sitcom. And at first I was like, oh, this is actually really bad. And then I went, no, hang on a second. No, they're doing the Golden Girls.
Okay.
And then I embraced it. Yeah, I embraced it. Okay. Even the lame story, like the lame stories or the lame lines, you're like, oh, my God, they're so bad. But I love it.
Did anybody do Dorothy Arms?
Oh, they're all doing them.
I got to bloody love that.
Of course they are. They're gay guys. They're all doing it. Nathan Lane's character owns the house, so he's like the Blanche, but he's not Blanche. He's kind of a bit more of your Dorothy.
I forget that Blanche owns the house.
She owns the house. And it's his mother that lives with them, but she's not an old, old lady like Sophia was. She's a bit younger and feistier.
Okay.
But you don't see her for a lot of the first episode, so you kind of think, how Sophia is this woman? Mm. She's not really. it's dumb. It's corny. They do dances in the middle of it. You know, like I remember. Sorry, let me just rephrase that sentence. I've also been watching The Golden Girls. And Blanche and Rose just do tap dancing in.
That's right.
They just do it because they're practicing for something. But there's like a whole dance, a whole routine that they do for
the
stage.
They didn't just do like an intro and a snippet. It was
They were both quite good, but I was trying to judge them as someone who is not an expert. I was like, I think Blanche is a bit better.
I don't remember.
We'll watch it and then you can judge as well. So if you're in the mood for a cozy thing but you have watched The Golden Girls too many times and you want something new that is – it's basically paying homage to The Golden Girls, mid-century modern.
What's it on?
This is Disney.
Fun.
So is Golden Girls. So it's all there together. You can just
watch both.
Continue watching. You can alternate them if you like. That'd be fun.
That would be fun.
What else? I mean, I don't even know what else you've been watching. What have you this week been watching?
I have also watched something on Disney, on Star. And from what I can tell, it's a FX production and would be on Hulu in the States. But it's on Disney Star here. It is nothing like mid-century modern or The Golden Girls.
Also, I have to – sorry, burger in mouth, but – I have to keep looking up what mid-century modern's called because in my head I think
– Modern Family.
Not – well, yes, but Upper Middle Bogan. I don't know why
it's a – It's a three. It's a three. So I watched a new show called Dying for Sex, which is Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek fame. It's her new production. And I'm going to put it out there now. If she is not nominated for some awards for this – I'm throwing things at the television.
Oh, no.
She.
Your television, though, right?
Oh, no. I'll go to the movies. Like, perfect. And I'll go see Minecraft and I'll throw
and be
it
and
I'll
angry
go,
on behalf of.
Michelle should be nominated.
I love that. That's a good visual.
It is, I guess, a dramedy in that it's incredibly heavy content. And I'm going to say, whether you're for or against trigger warnings, I would say if you've got a sensitivity towards cancer, I'd say bow out. Just don't do it. Don't do it. But it's rated, it might be rated R.
Wow. No wonder it's on the Star section.
Yeah. But there are some really funny moments and it just works. The jokes are so subtle and they're kind of, I guess, dark, crass humor that just lighten this really heavy content. So Michelle Williams plays this lady who's sort of early 40s named Molly, and she has been in remission for cancer and starts getting a bit of hip pain, goes back to the doctor to see what the hip pain is, and the cancer that she thought she had finished with, the breast cancer, has metastasized, I can't say that, I'm sorry, in her bones, and it's spread and it's terminal. And she's suddenly got this thing of, what do I do with this? How do I approach it? You know, people are telling her to have bucket lists and things like that. And she's like, I've had a really shitty life. This is really shitty as well. What's going to make me happy? She, all of a sudden, I'm not giving spoilers away, but she leaves a 15-year marriage, and it begins with this quest, and this is where the name of it is of she wants to have the most amazing sexual experience, but she doesn't know what she wants, and she's dealing with childhood trauma and all sorts of really, really heavy content. The show does it so well where it really subtly switches from this quest of sex and you're seeing quite explicit scenes to becoming you are so invested in this woman and watching her.
So you're like, you get it, girl.
Yeah. Mm. But then the content just changes and that becomes the lesser subject matter. It doesn't, they don't, you know, drive it the whole way home and that's the only thing interesting for you. It then becomes this really sensitive, emotional thing of watching a woman at the end of her life and the people who support her and what is actually going to make a human happy is so individual. It's a really good show. I'd say it will appeal to more people than you think it's going to be. Like I saw it was coming out, I looked at it and I went, do I really want to watch
this? Gotta be in the mood.
But yeah, I think it gets you in the mood.
Okay.
It's really clever. The cast is fabulous and people just keep popping up in it that
I like that.
Oh my gosh. So obviously Michelle Williams there, her best friend is played by Jenny Slate. Rob Delaney, you'll know, her husband is Jay Duplass. And then, you know, maybe five episodes in, suddenly Sissy Spacek is there and is her mother. There are just lots of faces I haven't seen. Everyone is equally as incredible and as natural. Never once did I go, oh, these guys are acting. Isn't that good?
That says a lot.
Doesn't it?
It sounds like it's a very well-rounded show.
Really, really well-rounded. An interesting part of it is it's almost narrated by her inner dialogue. And so there will be moments where she's talking with people and she says one thing and then the narration is her brain and the narration is like, why did you say that? You hate that.
Yeah,
you hate
that
person and you go, oh, I understand so much more about this person through the way that it's written. It's clever. It's a good one.
I did see it. It was right up the top there. Disney were kind of pushing it to me as well. So I watched a show that, funnily enough, I had not seen when it came out, which was just January this year, but I feel like that was a while ago, called North of North on Netflix. And it's set.
I haven't seen that.
No, I didn't see it at all. So it's set in a very small town right up north of Canada. So right up, you know, we're talking Arctic, not Antarctic, Arctic. And it's about. The majority of the community are Inuk people.
Mm-hmm.
And the main character, she is married to like the kind of like the big man on campus.
Okay.
And she just one day has had enough because she suddenly goes, hang on a second, everything's about him.
Mm.
Everybody sees only him. And if they see me, they want to talk about or
him.
Yeah, or want they want to help him. So she kind of has a slight midlife crisis, I guess. She's young though. I'd say she's probably supposed to be in her late 20s, I reckon. She's got a daughter in the show as well, who's probably about 6 or 7, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Now it's lighthearted and it's not sitcom. It's more one of those kind of think of your Modern Family kind of comedies where there's no audience sitting there having a laugh. But there's a lot of actors that suddenly you go, hang on a second. I think I've seen you before. The first one was Jay Ryan. I'm like, has he been in one of those Christmas, really bad Hallmark movies? And I looked and I was like, oh, no, he was in Neighbours. He's playing a Canadian bloke. There are people from, oh, gosh, was it like The Office or Parks and Rec, Little Miss Sunshine? The main actress, Anna Lambie. Now, I saw her in True Detective, the last one with Jodie Foster in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are actually a few actors from that as well as, oh, what was the other one? I watched it about a year ago. It was really good and full on. Oh, it had the guy. I'll have to have a think about it, but it was a murder mystery, well, in a small native Indian indigenous town in like a desert. It was desert in America. And it was set, I think, I can't remember. Anyway, there are a lot of faces that you're going to know from other shows. I really like it. It's light. very much like...
What's it called again?
North of North.
That's right.
It's very much like everyone's favourite mid-century modern comedy, but the jokes are not as corny.
Yeah, okay.
But it's still lighthearted enough. I know that there are some new series out that I need to watch, but I just wasn't in the mood this week. So I thought I can hold off. I can talk about a couple of episodes of you know, the big ones like The Last of Us and Handmaids and all that kind of thing next week. But this week I just wanted to sit down, watch some stuff. Yeah, like you mentioned, just be on IMDb saying, where on earth have I seen this person before? Because I definitely know you. What else have you watched?
Well, funny you mention it. I watched Handmaids. Have you started it?
I haven't started it.
Okay, so I don't think I'll give I won't give everything away. I'll just give most of it away.
I'm going to tell you the season finale.
I haven't gotten that far. They're only releasing the episode bit by bit. So it starts... obviously, with a recap of season 5 where June and everybody had made their way.
Everyone's out.
Everybody's out. Except you're still – except for Hannah. Mm-hmm. So that's the big overarching reason why there is another season, because Hannah no longer remembers June. She's now wearing purple or lilac.
Getting ready.
She's getting ready. So she's no longer seen as a child, but she's not yet a wife. And, yeah, they need to keep going, don't they? And she doesn't remember June. Did I say that?
Yes.
Sorry.
I remember that.
Yeah, which I heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. So Handmaids has a really unique knack of throughout the tragedy, the despair, the overwhelming violence, they suddenly give you a moment of sunshine and hope, don't they? They always do that. That you go
just enough.
Oh, have we? Is this it? This can't possibly be it because that was episode 1. Like, and I've watched Handmaids before. There's a lot more deaths coming up. If you are a Handmaids follower, the end of episode 1 will have you just going, oh. And the hope is just, oh, my goodness. I don't know that we would have ever seen it coming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited to find
However, when the episode was started, I did have a little memory, and it was interesting because my memory was connected to the end of that episode, and I was like, oh.
That's cool.
Managed to
do
it.
Did stuff to your brain.
However...
so this is the last one. They're wrapping it up.
This is it. This is it. And I think it does have to be it because it is verging on dragging.
She's gotten out several times.
And she keeps coming back. And she keeps going back into Mayday and keeps having to introduce herself. And I think, how is June not poster girl?
Oh,
how does
everybody
not know who she is? Considering, wasn't she in part of... like in publicity when they're in Canada?
I believe so, yeah.
So how do people not know who she is?
That's strange.
Same with Serena.
Oh, really?
Because Serena was supposed to be the idea person behind Gilead. Yeah. It was her books and her ideology.
She was better known, I thought, than he was in the in the lead up to
So I'm still Gilead. Amazed that, again, people...
we don't know who you are.
Yeah. Anyway, there are still characters there that you just have this inkling where you go, I don't know if I can trust you.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like Nick?
Mm-hmm.
Can you trust
him? I've never figured him out.
Me neither.
I guess that's the point, right? You're not supposed to figure him out. You're just supposed to guess. Is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Mm. Things are good for him.
And Commander Lawrence from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, from Revenge of the Nerds 2.
Yeah, my apologies. Good guy, bad guy.
Mm.
Because he's helped them along the way, but he's now starting a new one. Remember, he's starting New Bethlehem. Yep. And then the US agent who keeps helping June.
Mm.
You're like, who are those people?
Who are you?
What are your motives?
Get down to the bottom of it, please.
So I'm really hoping the end of this season answers a few of those where you go, oh, that person hoodwinked me for 6 years.
Oh, gosh, I hope they stick the landing. Pressure's on.
Yes. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Are you ready for a quiz?
Yes, please.
guess the board game. Now, the reason this is a board game themed one is because I was going to talk about a game, a video game, and then I was like, no, hang on a second. I've watched these two sitcoms. I can link those. But I've been playing a game called The Blueprint, and it seems like everybody else has been playing it as well. And it's because it's main, well, not mainly, but it's on PSN,
mm-hmm.
PS Plus, or whatever, I don't know what they call it, but the extra one. Yep. And it's the free game,
yep.
Well, one of the free games this month. So people are
having
a go. So what you are is you are the heir of a big mansion, of an uncle that you don't really know that well. So not you haven't been to the mansion for years and years and years. Now the thing is, you are the heir, and so you can inherit the whole entire mansion, but only if you find the secret room.
Mm-hmm.
And every time you go into the mansion, everything's changed a bit. The rooms have changed. And you've got to try and get to the very last one, but you've only got a certain amount of steps.
Okay.
I kind of think Cluedo-ish.
Uh-huh.
Kind of that. I've only done a couple. People have been doing a lot of them. Ruby at work, she does video games for for her second job.
Uh-huh.
But she has to play video games, and she's been playing, and she said she's been played about 5 hours or so.
Wow.
And she's really into it.
Yeah.
Really, really into it. So I'm going to play a little bit more, but I thought it felt like a board game just because it felt like Cluedo.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, all right, see if you can figure out the board game based on.
There are so many board games out
there. When I wrote the name of the board game and then summary on Google, this is what came up.
Okay.
Players take on the roles of settlers, each attempting
Catan. To. Mm-hmm. Settlers of Catan.
Settlers of Catan. The objective of the game is for a player to have their partners guess the word on the player's card without using the word itself.
Yes, I know it, but I've gone blank.
Or
what's
five additional words listed on the card.
Oh, my God.
One word.
Oh, my gosh. I love this game. I can picture the box.
Yes. Do you want me to say the first letter?
Yeah.
T. Well,
that didn't help at all.
B.
Taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that wasn't what I was thinking at all.
Were you thinking?
Read it again. Read the synopsis again.
The objective of the game is for the player to have their partners guess the word on the player's card without using the word itself or five additional. You thinking of code names?
Code names.
Yeah.
It's pretty much exactly the same thing apart from the five.
The five additional. Players are competing to claim train routes between major cities
Ticket
on the
to
board.
Ride. I was really hoping that you would say
Thank
that
you
one.
So much. The objective of this game is to be the first to determine which card one's opponent has selected to play a game.
Which card they have selected.
So you've got to ask questions to figure out.
Guess who?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so good.
Bernard.
Yeah.
A fast-playing card drafting game where players try to collect the most points by strategically selecting blank dishes. The game is played over 3 rounds with players drafting cards and passing their remaining hands to the left. Players score points for each set of blank, with some cards offering bonus points or strategic advantages. The player with the most points at the end of 3 rounds wins. It's food. You have
Sushi
the cards.
Go.
Yes.
Sushi Go.
Sushi Go. Yeah.
I wouldn't have gotten that if you didn't say food. Because
I
was thinking,
game.
I'm like, you know, it doesn't fit. It's like, it's a card game with
actual deck of cards. I love that game.
Yeah.
When you teach it to people at first, sometimes like, I don't understand. It's like, you're making me confused now because it's not that complicated.
The objective of this game is to cause arguments and
Monopoly.
Yeah, there you go.
If you could play a game right now, which
Cluedo. I'm playing Cluedo.
Great idea.
I haven't played it in so long and there are bits of the game missing in my brain.
Yeah, same. Is it the conservatory that you can fast travel to another part of?
Yeah, it's the corners, the four corners.
Kitchen was one?
Kitchen, conservatory.
Ballroom? Maybe ballroom. Is there a mosquito in this room? Yeah. Have you tried frowning at it?
I just tried to get it and I missed it.
Little bugger lugs. That was all wonderful. I enjoyed every second of it. So, Stephanie, on that note, thank you very much.
It was Mrs. White in the kitchen with the revolver.
Oh, I thought you were going to say candlestick.
I was going to say iron piping, then I couldn't quite remember if it was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lead pipe.
Lit, that's lead, it. Lead. So I'm glad I didn't say it.